show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in, excuse me, to another episode of Do You Need a Laugh, Right? So what I created was, you know, just kind of random stand-up comedy acts that I pull and just so we can all laugh and listen to. Now's the time for laughter, you know what I mean? It's a time to keep high vibrations with everything that's going on, guys. So I hope that this stand-up, you know, can make you laugh and bring comfort in whatever arena is possible, all right? So I'm not going to do much talking, guys. Please check out the archives. Over the weekend, we have done some great shows, guys. Yesterday was Healing Time, Self-Judgment. Today was How to Stop, you know, not looking at it as problems and challenges, but to shift your perspective and to not even look at this time as challenging, but, you know, finding the beauty within the chaos, right? So check those out. Tomorrow, Auntie LJ will be doing Keeping Calm in the Storm. That will be a jam session. So, yeah, please join her tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. And, yeah, guys, here's the stand-up. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll be back after that.
Sit back, relax, and get ready for a thrill. Let's get our hands together and bring to the stage the one and only Red Fox! Hey, ah!
Chicago, Chicago, that chocolate town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bet your bottom dollar you lose your blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't put down. Off State Street, that great street, I just wanna say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. Say, you'll have the time of your life. I saw a man eating his wife in Chicago. In Chicago. Heard I was dirty and blue, vulgar, nasty, gross. Well, that's a lot of shit. You folks that might cringe when I say shit, you'll hear it plenty of times this morning. I only say shit because I'm too old to stand up here and say doo-doo. Shit, I smoke.
been smoking 44 years. I don't have cancer now. I probably have something that would eat it up. A lot of people quit smoking, but that's wrong. You got to leave here somehow. A friend of mine quit smoking, got killed by a tobacco truck. You folks that don't smoke, I'd like you to know that you're going to die from something else. But you're going to die. Nobody ever stayed here. If they did, where's Abraham Lincoln tonight? I'll tell you, he's somewhere in a long coffin with that tall fucking hat on. Those hats will never come back in style, unless you want to take one on a picnic, take it in the woods and shit in it. You folks that don't smoke, what do you do when you finish fucking? Eat jelly beans? Let me get a bit of this. Speaking of big pussy. Okay, then I won't speak of it. But that is an ugly son of a bitch, ain't it, fellas? Think back, fellas. Remember the first time you checked it out close? Son bitch, ain't it, fellas? Look like Sammy with his eye out. It's a Christmas present from Betty Ford. Oh, God damn it, go ahead and boo. You laughed at Sammy's eye. Well, to tell you the truth, I'd rather be riding in the car with Betty Ford than to be riding in the car with Sammy Davis. Because I know you can see with one tint. That's the way it goes. I talk about sex. And I know some of you here tonight thinking about it. And the girl next to you is wondering if you're thinking about it. Girl asked me a couple of weeks ago, she said, can you fuck me and hurt me? I said, you goddamn right. So I fucked and hit in the head with a brick. People have said I was dirty because I've said shit, fuck. Well, to me, fuck is not dirty. Fuck is only dirty when you don't wash up. Now, believe that if there's any prudes here. I could say intercourse, but if you're doing it right, you fucking. Fellas, tell the truth. In your whole life, you never heard a girl say, oh, intercourse me. Intercourse me. No. They don't say that. Girls are clever. Because they know if they say intercourse me, your worm might fall. So they tell it like it is. Fuck me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold it right there. Don't move it. I don't like a whole lot of talking. And ask me a bunch of fucking questions. Is it good? Is it good? Oh, Dad, is it good? This shit is better than string beans. Speaking of monkeys, a nigga tried to rob me in New York about a month ago. Now, wasn't that dumb? A nigga gonna stick up a black man. It is a difference. I'm black. People of colors, black, white, yellow, brown, and red. There's no Negro in the crayon box. That's right. Look at me. A black dude with these fucking thin lips. They get the job done. I hate them, though. I can hardly taste barbecue. Yes, I eat pork. That's why I never joined no group. Most groups, you had to give up pork. Shit, a hog never did nothing to me. You think about it. A pig is no uglier than a cow. You look at a cow sometime with that big snotty nose and them dirty tits. One thing I can't stand is a snotty nose. I'll clean up a dirty tit. I hate big titties. They slow you down. Who wants to stop there? See, nowadays, girls want head. See how quiet it got? I'm going to ask one question, fellas. When I ask this question, look in your old lady's face. You sitting with another couple, look in his old lady's face. Question. Girls, if you love head and want some this morning, smile. Pardon me, honey. Did you hear the question? Goddamn, don't sit up there like you know Oral Roberts personally. Oral Roberts. Oral. Ain't that a hell of a name for a preacher? Sound like he might eat the congregation. Let me tell you a good story about a preacher. See, it was an old couple, past 70, both of them, sitting in the front room of their home rocking, listening to the radio. They were comfortable because the home was almost paid for. They'd been living there 55 years. And one of those faith healers came on the radio. The couple were listening real tense. Faith healer said, I can heal you tonight. If you want to be healed, put one hand on your radio and put one hand on what you want to heal. So the old lady was listening close. She reached over and put one hand on the radio, put one hand on old tired heart, started to sing, wait in the water, wait in the water, children. Her husband looked over and said, shit. He said, what the hell, I'll take a chance. He put one hand on the radio and sneaked one hand down his lap. His wife looked over at him. She said, Herbert, the man said he could heal, not raise the dead. Tonight I'm going to talk about children. I don't have any children myself, but I did write a poem for children this Christmas. Poem for children this Christmas. Christmas bells and Santa's elves and presents neath the tree. The kids are all in slumberland. It's a quarter after three. In the morning there'll be laughter. Children playing with their toys. Make you want to choke on them motherfuckers, but make it so much noise. That's something else I want to clear up tonight. Motherfucker. See, for years, motherfuckers been attributed to black people. We're going to clear that shit up tonight. Motherfucker belongs to the world. Let's define it. Motherfucker. Well, that means if you're a father, you're a motherfucker. That's right. She's a mother, isn't she? You fucking her, ain't you? How you think you get kids? You fuck, don't you? You ever see a 9-pound tongue in a pamper?
Fuck that. I'm glad I don't have any children, though. I had a vasectomy when I was 13. I knew then I didn't want no crying and shitting around my house. Laugh, but that's what happens. As soon as you get kids crying and shitting, you go to the hospital and pick them up. They shit in your hand, then they cry. Somebody shit in your hand, you should cry. That's where I think the Lord fucked up again. The ass don't belong in the pants. The ass belongs somewhere the air can hit it. You know, you cover your ass all up and everything. You know, you put drawers on your ass and pants and jock straps and all bloomers, all that shit on your ass. Ass can't even breathe. Smother your ass to death. The ass should be in the palm of the hand. Right there. That's where a nice place for that. You can walk right on in the toilet and get things taken care of. There ain't no paper bucket. Somebody make you mad in a traffic accident? Smack the shit out of them. Ooh, man. I'm glad I don't have no kids. Because I know myself as a youngster. See, it was three of us, triplets. Ed, Red, and Fred. That's true. Triplets, born 15 minutes apart. My dad came to the hospital. He saw us laying there in the crib. He looked at my mother. He said, Mary, you pick out the one you want, because I'm going to drown them other two. Shit, I always been lucky. Hey, brother, is that a gold tooth in your mouth? Don't smile with that gold tooth when you get back to the ghetto, please. One of them niggas will dig a mine in your face. I use nigga all the time. Don't make no difference. Nigga don't mean nothing. Really, it's in the dictionary. You should get used to it. It's in the dictionary. It said, niggas are lazy and shiftless. That's the definition. Niggas are lazy and shiftless. Well, that means we got some white niggas, too. That's the education. Because I didn't go to college. I knew I wasn't going to college when I didn't get into high school. I said, fuck them. They weren't teaching nothing. They were teaching me filth in school. Well, 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 my pussy fell in the well. I liked to drown when I was 13. Oh, that's all right, baby. And they had another one. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. You'll break your neck trying to blow your horn. Yeah, if you want your horn blown, you need a friend. You ever meet one of them girls that, I never gave anyone any head before? Never in my whole life. You ever meet one of them? I met one in Las Vegas. I never gave anyone any head. I said, you're a goddamn lie. She said, this is my first time. I said, you're a goddamn lie. I said, if this is your first time, why don't I feel teeth? Well, let me get to my main subject. My main subject tonight is the fart. You folks looked at me like, the fart?
Yeah, the fucking fart. Don't look at me. I had nothing to do with it. The Lord created the fart.
then put a smell in it so the deaf could enjoy it. I think the Lord fucked up on that odor. Ooh-wee. See, if I had created the fart, I'd have made it smell like coffee. That way, if someone farted in the morning, you'd think breakfast was ready. The Lord knew we needed the fart. How else did you eat a big bowl of beans, a side of cabbage, sweet potatoes, slice of raw onions, a peach cobbler, and two Pepsi Colas, and not be able to fart? For hell, in 2 days, you'd be a balloon. In a week, you'd be a fucking rocket. Here's a guy with a nice smile on the end. Sir, can I ask you a personal question? Did you ever go to the movies and let out one of them quiet farts and sit there and watch people move? These things happen. Here's a nice-looking gentleman here. Class, bougie. Sir, let me ask you a question. Did you ever fart and blame it on the dog? Get that son of a bitch out of the living room, goddammit. Get him out of here. Poor dog, catch hell. One thing I'm happy about, girls don't fart. No, they don't. They poot. But remember, fellas, two poots equal a fart. So if you hear two, scatter. That's all. Listen, something else. It was a big fat maid in Las Vegas. She must have weighed 300 pounds. She couldn't poot. Not at 300. And a pocket of gas formed in her lower abdomen. She was cleaning up the room. She was in the bathroom spraying Pine Sol all around the toilet. Plenty of Pine Sol. Pshhh. Everything was sparkling fresh. And this gas started working down. I mean, she had to fight. But the guests were in the room. She said, shit, why don't they go out somewhere else? Damn. So she went out in the hallway to fight. And some people were coming to the hall with their luggage. She said, shit, what am I going to do? So she spied the elevator. She jumped on this elevator and shut the door, and she cut loose. Bam! Up Pine Sol and sprayed it all around the elevator. Plenty of Pine Sol. And the doors of the elevator opened and a drunk got on. She said, what's the matter with you? He said, it smelled like somebody shit a Christmas tree. Here's a trick. No, honey, sit down. I mean this kind.
Please, don't give me that. Slows me down. Besides, I had that in the Marine Corps. Clap. I caught it off a rifle. Yes, I'm a war veteran. I was there. World War II.
Who do you think they named the foxhole after? Hoover? I backed up so far in one battle, I bumped into a general. He said, why are you running? I said, I'm running because I cannot fly, you asshole. I backed up, but I wasn't afraid. No, sir, I was not afraid. I don't know what that was I was slipping in. I can only tell you it was brown and had corn in it. I guess you folks never shit and look back and saw corn, huh? Don't serve that jelly goddamn lie. Indestructible corn. Stay in shit 3 days and will not dissolve.
Corn say fuck shit.
They should make bricks out of corn. You ever shit a brick?
Oh, excuse me.
Let me tell you about this nigga tried to rob me. In New York, this nigga jumped out of alley. Didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out down and said, stick up. I got a black belt. I said, well, they're going to need it to lower your black ass in the ground. Shit.
Black belt.
Shit, I had a 38 in a green Gucci. Speaking of big pussy, this lady called her gynecologist. She said, doctor, you've given me the wrong hormone pills, and I'm sick. I'm having a lot of difficulty. Dr. said, Ms. Adams, in 44 years of practice, I never made one mistake. He said, what makes you think I gave you the wrong hormone pill? She said, I don't think. I know you gave me the wrong hormone pill. Doctor said, how? She said, I got hair growing down my chest. Doctor said, well, how far down is it growing? She said, down to my dick, motherfucker.
Modern things for modern living. My first wife, I never forget her, and I've tried.
The woman was so petite. At the wedding, she weighed 72 pounds. Small, size one. I could pick her up in the crouch and play head waiter.
Your dinner is served.
Years later, the bitch weighed 305. I ain't kidding you. 7 years later, the bitch ate everything but me. That's what caused our first argument. I said, well, just kiss it as clean as my face. At the time, I was a mechanic. 305. I stopped speaking to her. I just walked in the house and said, she couldn't take a hint. I climbed up on her one night. Well, hell, it took 15 minutes in a nylon rope. She says, it in? I say, I'm through. Caught a wrinkle on the way up. This other lady, I'll tell you, she went to a gynecologist. She said, take off all your clothes. She said, doctor, people don't want to be around me for some reason. I go to a dance, no one asks me to dance. I go to a nightclub, people move. She said, help me, doctor. Doctor, take off everything, all your clothes, hang them up there, and get up on the table and put your feet in the stirrups. He said, first, blow your breath in my face. She said, he said, uh-huh. He said, now, get off the table. Stand here and bend over where I can examine you. She bent over and the doctor started examination. Doctor said, you have Zachary. She said, what? He said, you have Zachary. She said, what the hell is Zachary? He said, your breath smells exactly like your ass. Well, that's just an old black habit, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that song that was written by a black guy.
Weary toting such a load.
It ain't funny, honey. God damn, you hit a bump on a motorcycle, that's something you heard all around your head. That's a pretty girl over there. I wish I liked white women. My wife's Korean. I married the enemy. I figure if you can't beat them good, fuck them. I'm a veteran first. Guy asked me, why did you marry out your race? I say, you asshole, what I marry, a duck? I married a woman from the human race. I don't care what color you are, when the light goes out, it becomes a question of who washed. That's right. Hi. Pretty.
Put that where you want to. Just don't break my glasses.
We're going to sing now. We're going to sing a tune everyone here remembers. Watch. On the downbeat. God damn, there's a guy with a head kind of clear. And one back there in the middle. No hair. You see him, sir? You with the beard. Look back there and see your clone. And if y'all sitting close together and y'all lean y'all head in real close, look like somebody's ass. Say, look, you didn't get angry, did you? Don't get angry, no. And you know black people carry knives. No, I ain't shitting you. It was in the paper. 2 weeks ago, I bought a knife. It was in the paper. Said, all black people carry knives. I said, shit, let me hurry up and get me one. I didn't know that. I've been carrying an ice pick 32 years. We're going to sing, row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merry, merry, lies for the dream. Everyone, please help on the downbeat.
Row, row, row your boat.
Merrily, merrily, merrily. All the good looking people. Oh, fuck it, shut up. You know, goddamn well, some of y'all shouldn't have been singing. I was with old chick in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. Asked me for $100. $100 to fuck. She said, $100? She said, I thought she wanted to sell her car. I wish I had something on me costing you $100. I cut it off and barbecue it. Shit, $100. I don't live with nobody. I just want to drop in for a few minutes. And some of them $100 chicks, you can drop right in. My ex-wife, I pay my ex-wife, I got three or four, I don't remember. I pay $5,000 a month alimony. For 10 years, I got to pay that. That means I got to never stop working. Even when I'm in the hospital, I got to work. $5,000 a month for 10 years. $600,000. Sir, have you ever seen $600,000 worth of pussy yet? Here's a white guy who ain't seen that much pussy. I, the judge, figured I hadn't seen that much pussy. God damn. You need a Mack truck to haul that much pussy on. Thing just... Hi, honey. She's pretty. That's your wife? Good. No, marriage is wonderful. Divorce is not too bad, but that alimony fucks you. There's a big fella there. How much you weigh, pal? How much you weigh there? About 230? Don't lie, a little bit more. Huh? 250, 240. 240 pounds. I'd hate to be around when you farted. Can you imagine a 240-pound fart coming at you? You better have on a wetsuit. Say, if any of you guys go diving down into the ocean or the lake or wherever you go, the rivers, you guys, you ever fart in a wetsuit? Bubbles come right out the neck. Sharks be swimming away from you. God damn. The Lord fucked up quite a few times, but a lot of people don't do it. But me not being an evangelist, I can say so. The Lord certainly fucked up when he created woman. I expected that. Well, I'll prove my points. The Lord did fuck up when he created woman. For years, people thought the Lord was Polish. Who else would build a snack bar next to a shit house? It'll come to you later on tonight. Then I wrote a love song. Oh, you'd be surprised. I'd play piano for you now if it hadn't been for the accident. Kids were playing baseball in the yard, and one youngster hit a home run through my bedroom window. Hit my wife right here. Like they broke three of my fingers. These three. If you hit that home run 2 minutes early, it would have broke my skull. That's why I tell people wherever I go, sit up and try to look pure for your friends. But Jesus knows what your crooked Christian ass has been doing. He sees you in them hotel and motel rooms, laying up there buck naked, freaking off. He recognizes the back of your head. Knows you're not bobbing for apples. Knows it. So I used to preach myself. I found out I was crooked and quit. Actually, I didn't quit because I was crooked. I quit because I got tired of showing those sisters the Holy Ghost. Amen. How you feel, pal? Yeah, lose a little hair there, huh? Don't worry about it. Girls don't care. It's not hair. It's what it grows on. They love me. Girl asked me for some head years ago. I laughed right in her ass. I thought she was kidding. She's funny. I must have laughed over an hour. Like I said, they're ugly, but they're tasty. Show me a husband who won't. I'll show you a neighbor who will. Hi, neighbor. No, I ain't kidding you. Who asked me for $100 this afternoon? $100, shit. The fuck? You must think I'm a goddamn idiot. Shit, I'd give me 50 cents worth of cold cream and hit this summit. And wake up in the morning satisfied with $99.50, my motherfucker. That's right, fellas. Let me tell you, fellas, don't be ashamed to jack off anymore. A new world. People don't give a shit. It's yours. Beat it. Girls jack off, too. How in the fuck do you think they can say no all the time? They don't need you. I know they. I got a movie called Girls Jack Off Also. In color. Beautiful. I saw it 30 times last night. I know that stroke. See, ours is different. Hey, Cap. Look like a guy's on a train with one time. You ever been on a train? You know what I mean? Train? In St. Louis one time, we went on a train. We took this girl up in the woods. About 100 of us. We lined up. I was 75th. See, I got a bad draw out the cap. I was standing there with a beach towel and a sponge and a water hose and a mop. And a gallon of Fantastic. See, I'd been 10th before, so I knew what 75th was going to be like. This girl laid down on the grass and opened her legs, and all the mosquitoes died. A hornet's nest fell out of an oak tree. Two wild dogs fell out. Oh, God. Years ago, girls didn't smell like they do now. I swear to you, they got stuff now, girls. They got douche powders with different flavors. You've tasted them, fellas. Yeah, different flavors. My old lady bought some. Tuna. At least, I hope it was tuna. All different flavors. Tutti frutti, macadamia nut. Anything you like, right? What the hell did they make? That's another thing I want to bring up. Chinese. Any Chinese here tonight? None? Well, fuck them. One of them could have came to see my fucking show. Chinese, you watch them Chinese. Remember, you heard it here. Watch them. It's 1 billion Chinese. 1 billion. You must admit, you red-blooded Americans, they've outfucked us. Five to one. What did they sneak over here and try to fuck us to death? Let them come, goddammit. I'm a veteran. I'll take care of my five. Can I have my album, please? Hey, goddamn. Here, don't skip up. Give me a hand, both. This is my friend's son. Skip him now. I told you it's out of show, didn't it? This is my latest album. I made it 5 years ago. I'm not going to make another one until we sell these. It's a good album, too. It's about love and caring and being together, being close, being physical. Love. Hygiene. That's the important factor. Hygiene. The toughest thing in the world is to have to turn to your mate one night and say, you got to wash your ass. Shit. Knowing how difficult it is, I said it for you in this album. You got to wash your ass. You folks up there with binoculars, buy one of these albums and mail it to your home anonymously. Now, if the postman brings two albums, then both of y'all wash your ass. It's a two-way street. Don't be screaming from the audience, sir. This is not a Murray-driven show. If you don't like the show, bend over. I'll drive you to Dallas. Get one. See, let me explain to you, folks. You can let your armpits go a couple of days, maybe. But not your ass. How could you tell someone, I love you, darling, knowing in your heart you haven't washed your ass? I'm not talking about your whole ass. I'm talking about your ass whole. You'd be surprised the pollution that can be found in an area the size of a dime. Or a 50-cent piece.
Or a silver dollar.
Now, you know your ass better than I do. But you got to wash it. Tell me, how could you turn around in bed with your loved one upside down to 69 and have them wash your ass? To coin a phrase, when you 69ing, your ass ain't but 1 inch from your loved one's nose. One inch. Don't do that to someone you love. Wash your ass.
You lay there thinking, no one knows.
Shit, the nose knows. Another thing that can wreck your love life. And this is for you fellas. Men, stop wearing white shorts. Please, fellas, you gotta stop wearing white shorts. You know why? Because every wash day, every pair of your white shorts got a brown smudge in the seat. Your wife don't want that shit. You're driving the little lady crazy. Every wash day, she's down there talking to the washing machine. Grown man shitting his pants every week. Every week I gotta try and get this shit out of his shorts. 49 years old, still shitting his fucking pants.
Ring around the collar.
Shit, ring around his asshole. Men, stop torturing your lady. Get you some brown polka dot shorts. And let us search for the spot. Or get some flowered shorts. Maybe the brown spot will be in a buttercup. But please, never again white shorts. Last but not least, but most important, you couples here, when you get home tonight to your rooms, apartments, wherever it is, some of you for the first time since you've been together, wash up before you come to bed. Freshen up. You've been walking. You've been in a cab, walking up the steps, jogging. You've been had 2 or 3 meals, been to the toilet a couple of times. You can't get under the covers with that. You gotta hit that thing with the washcloth. Let your mate hear you in the toilet with the water running. Then they know you in there knocking that cheese off the Alamo. Both of you, come to bed damp. Be damp. Only Jules Gibbons would eat in dry bush country. And fellas, jump in a hot shower and wash them wild hickory nuts. And your cucumbers. You lucky guys, wash your zucchinis. You unlucky guys, wipe your jalapenos.
It's a pretty girl, yeah.
I had a black wife once. Couldn't get breakfast in bed. No, you can't get that in the black home. I came home, I said, honey, I worked all night. Could I get breakfast in bed? Motherfucker, what? Breakfast in bed? Shit. You must be a goddamn fool. You think I'm getting out of the bed to go somewhere and fix you some breakfast? Nigga, go back to that bitch you've been with. That's wrong. See, I tell you, I'm getting divorced, but it was my fault. Really, I tell the truth, publicly, my fault. My old lady caught me in a motel in Henderson, Nevada, with a midget broad from Circus Circus. She don't understand English so well, and I tried to explain to her I was cutting down. I think that's the only thing I hate in the world, besides empty pockets, the fucking midget. You come to see me, you'll never see a midget where I'm working because there's a standing order at the door, no fucking midgets. I never liked them since I was a kid when I'm blue cigar smoking my face. Made me sick 3 days, along with that hot dog. Fucking midgets. You know, there's something about them that just riles me. They come to the nightclub where you're working, sit down and swing their feet and kick customers all in the shin. I don't like that. They always look up at you like they want you to help them do something. I said, get out of my way, you half a motherfucker. You gotta be firm. But don't ever fight a midget. Because if a midget bites you, God damn. Hello. Nice mustache you got there, buddy. Look like a half of what you call it. I ain't getting you curl all the way around the head there. When you get home, look in the mirror and hold your head sideways like this. I told you. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people wearing glasses tonight. You folks wearing glasses, you ever take time out to think how far ahead nature was planning is to put ears in the right place in case you had to wear glasses? Think about it. If this meat wasn't here, you'd be wearing goggles. What if you can cut this meat off completely and still hear? Because the whole is more important than the meat. Would you agree with that? What if our ears had been somewhere else? Like back here. Can you imagine what an entertainer had to look at in case the crowd was really listening? One thing, if the ears were back here, wouldn't be too much whispering going on. I know I wouldn't have nothing to say to no fellas. I might whisper to a girl one night, though. Say, hey, honey, you know what? Your ears smell like shit. I hope no one was offended by my show here tonight. If you were offended and you stayed all the way through it, then fuck it, because you're a dummy. But I want to say this in all sincerity. I don't give a goddamn if old people don't enjoy me, because they're not going to be fans long anyway. All right, then, I'll think about this. Thank you. I got a little song I want to do for you. This is not going to be in no movie. I don't sing that good, but I feel good. This tune is called Zachary. I've waited. Know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming. Scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why mother, she taught me to be true. She meant me for someone. She meant me for someone. She meant me for someone just like you. Thank you. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Have a safe trip home. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy birthday. Good night.